Carolyn Mickler, Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N, Mickler, M-I-C-K-L-E-R. Date of birth is 11-10-1946. This is for date of service, 9-14-2023. Miss Mickler is a 76-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding evaluation of her thyroid, of her multinodular goiter. She also has a history of an FNA biopsy of her multinodular goiter. This was diagnosed around 2018. Her FNA biopsy in 2022 was noted to have atypia of undetermined significance / follicular lesion of undetermined significance. Repeat biopsy in May of 2023 showed inadequate cells to determine pathology. Notably, the patient also has a history of foot surgery and chronic pain related to osteoporosis or scoliosis. She also has a history of migraine, headaches, asthma. She is on hormone replacement therapy, and she also has a history of sleep apnea. The patient's biggest complaint is generalized fatigue. She also reports dry skin, thinning hair, some weight changes. Her TSH was 1.29, free T4 was 0.94, her vitamin D was 81.6. Plan number one, for further evaluation of her thyroid function studies, her last TSH was 1.29. I will get confirmatory testing and repeat these labs, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. I will also get a T3 uptake level and a reverse T3. Next summer, I will also check her for autoimmune thyroid disease, including a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level. Next summer, I will also check a fasting comprehensive metabolic panel. Next summer, for her fatigue, I will also check a vitamin B12 level, vitamin D level, and a CBC level. Next number, I will also check an insulin level to check for any insulin resistance as well as an A1C. Next summer, I will also repeat the thyroid ultrasound to delineate her thyroid gland and check the status of the thyroid nodules. Next summer, for her multinodular goiter, she had an FNA biopsy in 2022 indicating a dominant nodule on the right, and the results of the FNA biopsy were consistent with atypia of undetermined significance. She had a repeat biopsy in May of 2023, which showed insufficient cells. Therefore, we will order a follow-up thyroid ultrasound to delineate the status of her current thyroid nodules. Next number, for her sleep apnea, the patient states that she wears a CPAP machine. Next number, for her fatigue, we will investigate this further, again, with the labs that were listed above related to her vitamin B12 level. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.